Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me, folks. Just you and me. There's the two of us. This is one of those times during the week when I take a segment or two and talk about things that are on my mind. And what I want to talk about this segment is things you need to be doing even while you're closing out this year. Things you need to be doing right now, simultaneously, to get ready for the new year. And it's all about having 1,440 of these things. And we all have the same thing. That's the number of minutes in a day, 1,440. And you only have so many of them. You got to figure out how to maximize them best, don't you? So we can make more money, but arguably the greatest challenge of any small business owner is balancing the demands of the forces that compete for those 1,440 minutes. What's the best use of my time right now is a constant management question out here on Main Street. I ask myself that all the time. And in no other part of the year are we more time management challenged than in the month of December. The reason is because it's the only month in the year where we're faced with allocating time to two very powerful management imperatives. The tactical focus on closing out the sales year as strongly as possible, while simultaneously taking strategic steps to set the business up for a fast and clean start to a new year, January 1. In his book, Blue Highways, one of my favorite books, William Leastheat Moon Trogdon said his Osage Indian grandfather told him once, "Some things don't have to be remembered. They remember themselves." It's a natural law that the year-end sales push doesn't have to be remembered. It remembers itself. But as we come to the two-minute drill in the fourth quarter of the marketplace game, our business plays all year long. Committing precious time and energy to preparing for what comes next instead of focusing on sales now requires the discipline and devotion to remember it ourselves. There are many ways and areas to focus on in this month, but I'm going to give you a head start with about five of these. First is throw stuff away. Even if you're not a pack rat like me, you accumulate stuff that you don't use anymore. For example, one of the markers of the 21st century office is the digital graveyard, right? You got one of those? I'm afraid I do too. Unused or broken computers, monitors, mouses, mice, and all kinds of stuff. The printers, right? A lot of printers probably. They may have some value, so call a tech recycler and convert it into cash. If you can't sell it, give it away. Or throw it away because it's in your way. Number two, empower producers by cutting the deadwood. Empower producers by cutting the deadwood. Year-end is also a great time to take stock of employees who've demonstrated leadership and engagement, recognizing the performance of those individuals who motivate, and that will motivate them to a fast start in the new year. Recognizing the performers will motivate them to a fast start in the new year. The only thing worse than firing someone is letting an unproductive employee hold your team's performance hostage for another year. A byproduct of identifying those who perform is it also shines a light on those who don't. You owe productive people the most efficient organization and effective organization possible, which means you have to let the unproductive pursue their careers elsewhere. There's no good time to let someone go, even holidays or not. Number three, classify customers. Classify customers by gross profit into four groups. By gross profit, not sales, folks. By gross profit into four groups. From the most profitable A's to the least profitable D's. Worship the A's, cater to the B's, encourage the C's, and teach the D's about self-service. When the cost of a customer's expectations encroaches on your customer, on your profit margin too much. Allow those customers to join your unproductive employees elsewhere. So as with customers, take a new look at products and inventory. Inventory, you got to purge inventory, folks. This is number four, purge inventory. Take a look at products, take a look at inventory, identify the most profitable A's, just like with the customers, identify the most profitable A's to the least profitable D's. Stock all the A's, a few of the B's, maybe a couple of the C's, but never let a D piece of inventory, a D SKU, a D product, never let one unit of a D spend the night under your roof unless it's paid for, unless a customer has already paid for it. Remember, profitable inventory management means just in time, not just in case. Profitable inventory management, just in time, not just in case. And write off obsolete and damaged inventory. Take the hit now. Take the hit this year, in this tax year. It'll help you with your taxes. Five, the last one, accounts receivable reality. Take another hit by writing off uncollectible accounts receivable now. Do it now in December so you can start January with a clean AR list. AR write-offs are tax deductible like writing off inventory. And if you wind up collecting them next year, if you wind up actually getting paid next year, well, that's gravy, right? The only thing more troubling to a banker than your uncollected AR is when you try to show that banker that the AR you know you can't collect is actually a value. And you won't demonstrate discipline to a banker unless you have a clean and accurate balance sheet, which includes a clean accounts receivable list. Each new year, my friends, deserves to have the maximum opportunity to be successful. So don't straddle it. Don't saddle it with obsolete, waste, and bad decisions. Obsolescence, waste, and bad decisions. Don't make your new year start out with all of that. By taking these steps and a few others from your own list, you've got your own list, you'll prove to yourself, your team, and your banker that you have the discipline to make the critical decisions for which successful managers, successful business owners, successful CEOs are known. Have the discipline to set up your new year for a clean and fast start, all the while you're pushing the current year over the goal line. It's the reason you get the big bucks, right, folks? It's exactly. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Here's Steve Miller. Take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.